Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Did you know you can get us on your smart speaker, too? If you have Alexa or Google, don't want to say it too loud because it will set them off and people will get mad at texting. You just tell it, play WILK News Radio, and it'll play it live. Then you got us on your smart speaker. As you're preparing dinner, preparing breakfast, lunch, you're brushing your teeth in the morning, you can hear us on your smart speaker. So just tell those two people, Alexa or Google, play WILK News Radio. Now you have to punctuate it pretty good, WILK News Radio. And it'll say playing WILK News Radio from Odyssey. And it will play on your smart speaker. So a little hint there. It's 52 degrees here at 512 on this Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. And listen, it's at the point where I need to take my headphones off during the breaks now. It's at what point do we say enough's enough? First of all, John, the fake nurse's aide who thinks he's a Republican, who's talking about cuts that aren't even in existence, whose organization, a bunch of nonprofits that go back to employees of the Clinton and Obama administration for the Affordable Care Act, are raising millions of dollars to play these ads all over the country. 23 locations where there's battleground Republican members of Congress, Rob Bresnahan being one of them. So that's why they're targeting here. They're also targeting some in New York and across the nation. Now, I've dug into their website. I've told you all about them. This 501c3 and C4 organizations that eventually trickle up to George Soros are funding these commercials everywhere, which they're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars. You see them on TV, on all different stations, on all cable networks locally here and across the nation. They have videos, commercials. They have audio that you're hearing here. But then you have our ABC News. Then you have ABC News, which says a Maryland man, deportation of a Maryland man to El Salvador. Well, he's actually an El Salvadorian man that was deported to El Salvador. This is just the proven fact. And they've gone through this. And I understand that the media wants to portray this as some poor dad who's got a wife and kid here, good upstanding citizen, was just snatched up and sent to a place he doesn't belong because he's just a dad from Maryland. He's not. He's been proven in two separate courts to be a member of MS-13. And the way this works, you just cannot say in court, this person's a gang member. A lot of states, Pennsylvania is not one of them, but a lot of states have gang enhancements. And now it's an extra charge. You get more time in prison. So if you commit a murder and you're a gang member, you get a gang enhancement on that murder. It's a different charge. It enhances that crime. So instead of, say, getting 10 years, you would get 12 or 14 years because you are a known gang member. And the courts just don't take your word for it. You have to go in and testify and prove to a judge beyond a reasonable doubt that you have evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that this individual is, in fact, a gang member. That happened in two separate courts during two prior arrests for this individual. So, yes, he is a known MS-13 gang member. Now, an immigration judge, where they said he was deported illegally against a judge's order. Now, an immigration judge said that he could not go back to El Salvador because he pled a case saying the rival gang of MS-13 would kill him. So he should be able to stay here. He and his gang affiliation should stay here because the rival gang wants to kill him. Now, doesn't that in itself prove that he isn't a gang member? Yeah, it kind of does. His whole premise for having to stay here, the whole premise for an immigration judge saying he should stay here, is because a rival gang wanted to kill him because he's a gang member. ABC News should be ashamed of themselves. And it turns out that that gang, the rival gang that wants to kill him, doesn't even exist in El Salvador anymore. So the argument for and the order for that immigration judge no longer exists. He was sent back. He's not a father from Maryland. He's not a man from Maryland. He may have been in Maryland. He's a violent gang member that's here illegally. He's back in his home country. And it's up to the El Salvadorian government to figure out what happens to him. It's not hard to figure out if you want to look at the facts. But they're going to push this, just like these stupid commercials that they run. John, who sounds like Elmer Fudd, who's a nurse's aide in a senior living facility, who even knows if that's true, who wears his MAGA hat to prove he's a Republican, because, yeah, that's what we do, is playing these commercials over and over and over again. Because if they keep saying it, you're going to believe it. Some people are going to believe it. Some people are going to say, oh, I heard it on the radio. Heard it on the internet. It must be true. Just like I see this story. So this is the trifecta today. You have the ABC News with this man from Maryland, not the gang member, or, you know, this commercial of John. You have this rally today that they had in Courthouse Square, just today. 75 people were there, and this rally was organized by Action Together NEPA. Now, we talk about this group often. Action Together NEPA is a progressive, left-leaning nonprofit here, 501c3, who took in almost $600,000 on their last tax return. 77% of that almost $600,000 goes to their own salaries and benefits. 77% of almost $600,000 goes to their own salary and benefits. Their overhead. So yeah, you know, if you pay me $100,000, I'd have all the time in the world to protest and make signs and organize too, wouldn't you? Of course you would. Of course you would. What I will give credit, though, the Times Tribune, because in about a half dozen other articles that the Times Tribune have written about this organization, they've called them a bipartisan organization. At least here, they say that they're a grassroots progressive organization dedicated to community action and political advocacy. So they've dropped the bipartisan because we made fun of that enough. So at least they're at least saying what they are. But again, they should maybe do a little more research on this organization, saying that they use 77% of the money they raise to pay for salary and benefits and not for doing anything for the causes except for setting up and hosting one of these rallies. But 75 people showed up. And their argument was, hands off our Medicaid, hands off our SNAP, some chanted. They have individuals, including someone running for Scranton City Council, who, again, they had veterans talking about the cuts to the VA health care. Well, there have been no cuts to the VA health care. I have a statement from the Secretary of the VA who said no one in a direct care capacity was affected or even part of the reduction in staff. Just like the governor lied about nurses, bunches of nurses being laid off. That's what had me reach out to the Secretary of the VA and get a statement from them saying no nurses giving care were downsized or affected in any way. They're exempt. So they are getting these talking points. It's absolutely crazy. Also, he's planning on cutting Medicaid and Social Security. They need to stay away from it. He's hurting the American people, this individual, who's a veteran, said. It just goes to show how misinformed people are. And I understand if you want to be angry. I understand if you don't like the current administration. That's fine. That's your right. It's your right to stand there and say, you know, we just don't like what's going on. I don't like this. But even they lead the article off here. And I'll give the Times Tribune there. I'll read the first paragraph. Scranton, from a former service member to a retiree to a city council candidate, about 75 people gathered along Courthouse Square on Tuesday afternoon to oppose potential budget cuts to Medicaid, Social Security, and the Department of Veterans Affairs, and called for billionaires to pay their fair share of taxes. Well, I hate to break this to you. The billionaires are paying most of the taxes in this country. They are paying their fair share by a lot. And none of what you just stated is being cut. But at least they even said potential. Because at least they're accurate then. Is there always a potential? There's a potential for everything. There's a potential for the comet. But enough's enough. But if they say it enough times, if they continue to ram it down your throats, people are going to believe it. And what my fear is, and I had this conversation this morning, these commercials are running time and time again. Call Rob Bresnahan. He wants to cut your Medicaid, your Social Security. What happens if someone who's like this guy who attacked the governor's mansion, not all with it, like some callers to this show who are just panicking because they're so angry? What if they take matters into their own hands? What if they truly believe their mother or their father or themselves are in danger because they're losing this life-saving benefit, and take matters into their own hands and tragically do something? Are we going to learn then that continuing to lie people, to stir them up? Listen, you want to tell people we just don't like the direction of this administration? Let's rally, let's be anti and get a new candidate and be ready for the next election. Have at it. Go all for it. But when you start panicking people in a time that we've seen where people are going after people to harm them because of their perceived threat, there's a danger. And I caution the people running these commercials. I caution people running these rallies who are scaring people and riling them up. Because what happens if they truly panic someone who's not all there or has just gone off the edge? And they go home and they're like, I have to do something. They're going to take this away from the people I love. I need to do something. There's going to be a tragic result. And unfortunately, until it happens, no one's going to learn that this is a bad avenue to go down. Playing these commercials dozens of times a day for the past 2 months, for the next couple of months, riling people up, lying to them, is not a good thing to do, especially when we're seeing people act on these perceptions. And we're seeing it on a daily basis, acting on these perceived fears, these made-up, gaslighting nonsense, throwing in potential, even though there's nothing right there now. Not doing these things is what could potentially cause the end of Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid. Not fixing this broken system will indeed lead to its end or severely diminished capacity. But we've made it such a third rail to fight about politics, to where we're just outright lying. We're just outright lying. You got ABC News telling you that the man from Maryland, he's not a man from Maryland. The administration says he was a gang member. No, he was proved beyond a reasonable doubt in two courts that he was, in fact, a gang member. But that's not a part of their narrative, so they leave that out. Could the administration do a better job of bringing that? Sure. But even if they did, would it matter? No. No, the media wouldn't care. These people creating these events wouldn't care. No one would care. Which is like, I'm thankful you listen to me. When you get a gang enhancement in states where there are gang enhanced charges, and unfortunately Pennsylvania does not have gang enhancement charges. When that gang member was arrested for shooting Detective Gil Martin, one of the first things I asked the DA at that press conference was, does Pennsylvania have gang enhancements where you can charge this person extra? They don't. Other states do, California being one of them. Even a progressive state like California. But you have to go in there and testify beyond a reasonable doubt and show proof to a judge to prove to him and satisfy that judge that this person is in fact a gang member, because they are going to give additional sentence to this person. Happened twice. And Elmer Fudd or John, who's a Republican, listen, you just have to laugh every time you hear that garbage. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So now I'm a little concerned, confused, because I pulled this story earlier today, and it's coming from the Citizens Voice, and it says some of the $2.5 million Luzerne County Council allocated to help residents with the home heating bills is still available, but county residents should apply soon before it's gone. I wanted to give advisory to people out there, and this is coming. Council intended the program to help an expanded population of county residents, those who do not qualify for the federal low-income home energy assistance program, LIHEAP, because their household income was too high. Because LIHEAP, which is administered by CEO, is designed to help households with incomes below 150% of the federal poverty line guideline, council restricted the ARPA grant money to households with incomes between 150 and 300% of the federal poverty guideline, double. So if you're in Luzerne County and you qualify for this, you could get a one-time grant of $290 per household. There is still money available. So apply for it. Contact your county, Luzerne County, and see if you qualify. And get on board with it. Maybe it gives you a little help. Let's go to the phone now. We have Mike from Bloomsburg. Mike.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for a little bit here, and you went through a long list of, I'm going to call them lies, that the Democrats are spreading. I don't know that you called them that, but, you know, that's what they are. They're misleading people. They're manipulating them. And you draw the line between being lied to and then possibly getting angry and taking physical action. And I think it's really everywhere now. They've tried to get rid of Trump, you know, prevent him from running with lawfare. They tried to, and I'm not going to say they tried to kill him, but someone tried to kill him at least once for sure. And they can't stop him. So what they're doing is manipulating people, getting them angry, telling them that the Republicans are trying to take everything away from them. And it's really a bad situation. To me, it's almost as bad as, and I'm not a big history guy, but, you know, Stalin, Marx, and these people, they, you know, I viewed them as extremists, and they brainwashed people, sent them to prison camps and things like that. And I think it's so out of control that, you know, basically when you get up to be my age, you believe that anything could happen. And I think we're in danger. I've said it many times on your show and other people there. And I don't think people realize how serious this situation is when we have a government that's willing to lie to us, and then we try to discover what the problems are with the Doge team. And those people were really brutalized. They were mischaracterized about who they really were. There were many former executives, business owners that were a part of this Doge team, and they made it sound like it's a bunch of little kids, teenagers running around snooping on people. A total mischaracterization, and I can see how people get upset when they hear that, and I just think it's wrong, and it's wrong for Americans to accept that.
It is indeed, Mike, and what's going on here, and it's on both sides. You have this individual in Harrisburg who didn't like anyone. He didn't like Democrats or Republicans. For some reason, he targeted the governor. And for whatever reason, decided he was going to burn the governor's house down with his family and him inside of it. And if he came into contact with him, he's going to beat him with a hammer. Something triggered this individual to where he wanted to physically hurt the governor. You have this Doge, what you're bringing up now, where Elon Musk is being blamed for cutting things that they're scaring people about. And you have people attacking Tesla owners, attacking their vehicles, attacking dealerships because they are so angry. They are so filled with emotion that they need to retaliate because they couldn't describe what he's taking from. They can't, just like the caller earlier today, couldn't tell me how he was suffering, but he believes he's suffering. So these individuals think something's being taken from them, so much so that they don't care if they're on video. They don't care if they get arrested. They're lashing out on pure emotion. We've seen these attacks where they're threatening to kill elected officials, you know, president being one of them, Tulsi Gabbard another. This individual who killed his parents to raise money to kill and overthrow the administration. That's what we're dealing with out there. And if these people don't realize that and think you could keep telling people who depend on Social Security, who depend on Medicare, the people they love the most, their parents, the ones that have raised them and they are now probably taken care of, you're going to take their Medicare and Social Security away? Well, I'm going to have to hurt you. I'm going to have to take your the threat out. And that's what's going to happen because we're seeing it happen each day now.
Exactly. And I'm going to just add to what you're saying. Let's say you're a 35 or 40-year-old person who has parents that are on Social Security. They're no longer working, and they're hearing that this stuff is going to be taken away from them. Okay? That's got to cause physical stress on people, mental stress, and it hurts their health. So by lying to these people, you're even if you don't incite them to action and try to hurt somebody, you're hurting them physically with the lies and misrepresentations. And I think it's just wrong. And it seems like they do it and they don't care.
Because there's no consequences for it. So,
That's right.
And until it comes out that, hey, you could have caused this when something tragic does happen. You know, then, oh, we got to pull these commercials because they're inciting people. But then it's too late. It already happened. But until now, they're like, okay, well, we got to get our message out there. And if we keep telling people to lie over and over, they'll believe it. Some of them will. And some of them do, because look at the protests that are out there where they believe this nonsense. Mike, thanks for checking in with us today.
You're welcome. Take care now. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's 542 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. We have the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Well, tonight it's going to be cooler, gusty, maybe a flurry or two. Hopefully not snow showers. Low of 35, though, so if it is wet out anywhere or there's pooling, be careful it doesn't ice up. Tomorrow, partly sunny, cooler with a few light flurries and showers in the morning. High of 53 during the day, though. Wednesday night, mostly clear, breezy, and cold. Low of 32. Thursday, sunny and warmer, high 60. Friday, cloudy with some spotty showers, 65. Saturday, cloudy, breezy, warm, scattered showers possible in the afternoon, high of 75. Sunday, mostly cloudy with some spotty showers. Again, it is, you know, it is spring. High of 65. It's currently 49 degrees here at 543 at your official weather station, WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Let me go to the phone now. We have Elle from Wayne County. Elle.
Hi. Back in the fall, with all these ads that were bombarded on TV, radio, internet, you name it, newspaper, I think what needs to be done, and I said this before, the Republican Party needs to start a bill, write a bill that doesn't allow you to lie on different situations that are going on. Because these ads are just driving everybody up the wall, whether you're for it or not. And most of the people understand that this is all lies, but there's a lot of people out there that they don't know what's going on. And I don't know if that's because they live by themselves and they don't really watch TV or listen to the radio or whatever, but we really need a bill done. And people that are held responsible of these lying ads, like I said, whether it's on TV, radio, newspapers, internet, whatever, they need to be either fined or maybe charged with a felony, because the people are getting mentally ill from all this stress. And stress can kill you, whether you know it or not. It can kill you. So I think something
it does.
Definitely
well, we
needs
have,
to be done.
We have truth in advertising, but it does not apply to these political ads. Maybe it should.
Well, absolutely it should. It needs to be. It absolutely needs to be, because we saw it this last fall. It was totally out of hand.
Well, that's why they use words like potential, there could be. They throw those in there to cover themselves, but they say it enough. They stress the other stuff, and they throw that in there, knowing that it's cover. There could be. I mean, there's always a chance, a possibility of anything.
But then they focus on it and say
this is what they're trying to do. You got to call them and stop this. Stop what? You just said it could be. It's not even a thing yet.
It needs to stop. It just totally needs to stop. End of story. You know, that's all I can say. But now there's a couple other things I wanted to talk about. Last year, the end of the year, well, last February, it was actually, there was a data breach on Lehigh Valley Medical. And now Lehigh Valley is sending out real checks to people because it was like a $65 million thing that I guess because of this happening that the data breach. Now, yep, I never heard of anybody getting money.
We've discussed it. I did. My family did. I have discussed it, and I did tell people to look out for the checks because, yes, you are correct. It is a very real check. Now, you had to register to be part of the class action suit. There was a form you had to fill out. We did. And, we both got a not a bad check in the mail. It was over $100. Let's just say that.
And when was that sent out to you that you needed to fill out a form or whatever?
It was months ago, maybe even a year ago, that you had to fill out the form. They sent an email. The company that was handling the class action suit sent an email that said, hey, you know, this is what it is. You are part of this. If you want to be included, here is...
Well, what if you don't have an email?
I don't know.
What about the people that don't have emails or don't use emails?
Don't know.
What did they do with them?
Don't know.
That doesn't sound very good.
Yep. Well, we did.
They might have eliminated a lot of people.
Everyone in my family who was part of that breach did get contacted and did get a check. The check was probably about three months ago. The check came. But there's been a couple of them.
They're announcing it today.
There's been a couple of them. So
yeah, they're announcing it today. Don't throw them out. They're real checks that are coming. It was on the news today.
Well, indeed it was. But how they reached out to people that they did not have an email for, I don't know.
Yeah, and even like what we were previously talking about truths and whatnot, anybody who doesn't understand how bad we've been getting ripped off with these tariffs, they need to look it up on the computer and print the whole list out. And you will not believe.
Well, they don't care. It's the Trump administration doing it. They don't care.
They need to do that. They need to go and print it out because I could not believe the one location, mind you, it's only one, that they're charging 99%, and that's St. Pierre. 99% they charge the United States a tariff.
Yep, 99%. There's a lot more than that. Once we hit a certain limit, Canada charges us almost 300% on our agricultural goods, especially dairy.
Well, see, I just have like the chart that I printed it out on the 4th, and at that time on the 4th, there was 26 countries that were charging United States 26 higher than 50%.
Well, there's 170 countries charge us tariffs, but again, people don't care because of the Trump administration that's doing it. They won't care regardless.
But I'm saying over 50%. That's what I'm saying.
All right,
26. So that's a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
So they need to get on the ball and do a little bit of investigating and don't believe everything they say because all this lying is not helping anybody out.
All right. I appreciate you chiming in, Al. Good to hear from you today. Okay. I got to get to one last story before we go for the day. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good job.
So during a Republican gathering this past weekend, Congressman Rob Bresnahan brought up the fact that his fiance's contract was not renewed by WNEP, Channel 16 here, because she was married to him. And this is something that's been known. And again, I took it as a personnel issue and a personal issue. But now that it is brought out, now that it was made public, yeah, it is in fact the case. And I would have steered away from it because these things happen. And I understand the anger that's out there, but your political affiliation is not a protected class in Pennsylvania. Just like your race, your religion, your political affiliation is not a protected class. So yes, your employer can say, oh, you're a Republican. I don't like that. I'm going to terminate you. And there's not much you can do. Now, I don't think that's the way this happened, but anyone who knows the parent company of WNEP, they lean a certain way. Anyone who knows who runs WNEP knows that they lean a certain way. That's just common knowledge. If you don't know or not involved in it, then good for you. But it just is. What got me here is when, and the Citizen's Voice, Michael Buffer did a story, and I shared that story, and I've talked about this with other people, but I've not talked about it on the air. And I wouldn't have today. You know, this story came out yesterday. I saw it. And it wasn't on my schedule for today till I read this one quote. Because the Citizen's Voice, Michael Buffer, the reporter for this story, reached out to WNEP, reached out to Chelsea Straub for a comment. And Chelsea did not have a comment in this. And full disclosure, I don't know Chelsea. I've never met her. I've seen her on TV. I know her as a TV personality. I think she's very good at what she does. I think it's a loss to WNEP that she's no longer there. I think it's a loss to Northeast Pennsylvania. Obviously, I know Congressman Rob Bresnahan. He's been a guest on this show many times. I know him through the campaign. But this isn't about him. It was the cause. He was the cause of it. But bottom line is they didn't like who she was married to or going to be married to. And they gave her an ultimatum. And she made her choice and did not renew her contract. She took the high road because when this happens, if there's, and I don't know if there's a severance or not, but usually there's some sort of agreement that, hey, we're going to part ways. We're not going to do this in public. We're just going to do this. Now, if it was my fiance or my significant other, I'd be aggravated too. And I'm not bound by that. So I don't blame Congressman Rob Bresnahan at a function to bring this up because it should be brought up. But when they reached out to Chelsea, she didn't have a comment. Now, she probably may, by a binding agreement, not be able to have a comment. WNEP, the owner, Tegna Incorporated, they own like 50 TV stations across the nation. Some of them are ABC affiliated like ours. Some of them are NBC, all different ones. Well, their spokesperson, Ann Bentley, responded to an email with a link of Straub's announcing she decided to move on while on the air on March 6th. And this is a quote from Chelsea. As I move on in my next chapter of my life, I know it would not have been possible without my time here and all of you, she said. She left on a high note. She took the high road. And they're using that. Tegna Incorporated, the parent company of WNEP, is using that against her, saying, well, look, she made a statement that she was moving on. Yeah, well, the fact she was moving on is because you didn't renew her contract because you didn't like the fact that she was going to marry a Republican. It's plain and simple as that. At least stand up for it. And the fact that they used her, because this happens a lot in this business, and I am in this business. Radio and TV are very similar when it comes to this sort of break, this sort of departure. And the fact that she took the high road and they used that against her in responding to this story, now again, they can't respond directly, probably either because of the binding agreement that they both have of parting ways, whatever that is. But the fact they used her taking the high road to say, well, look, she's saying here that, you know, she's moving on to her next chapter in her life. Now, she's moving on because you didn't like who she was going to be married to. And that's what annoyed me with this story. And we do a lot with WNEP. Listen, the staff at WNEP, the reporters, our colleagues there are phenomenal. From the morning show to the evening show to weather to sports to everything. I have a lot of respect for them. Their camera people, their editors, their engineers are phenomenal. This is a corporate issue. And when I saw it, it changed my mind to talk about it because that's the kind of nonsense that I don't like. Corporate using their agreement, taking the high road, Chelsea taking the high road and weaponizing it against her in this response to this story. So shame on you, Tegna Incorporated. This has nothing to do with WNEP. We'll be back to close out the show in just a minute. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show today on this Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. We'll be here tomorrow, hopefully with more news stories and more to talk about. God bless. Be safe. We'll see you then.